If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A list of places women refuse to go on a first date has been released, and it is going viral. Some of the locations include Starbucks, the person's house, IHOP, and church. But at the top of the list, Cheesecake Factory.
Refuse to go?
Well, there's too many choices at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, come on.
The menu is huge.
Yeah, but the lighting is nice and low. It's like a nice romantic ambiance. I would consider it not maybe an upscale restaurant, but a nicer place where, you know, we're not going to a McDonald's.
I mean, why not Starbucks?
Would you go to White Castle on a first date?
No. That would be an automatic turnoff. The house thing is weird. You should not go to someone's house on the first date. I did go on like a 7-mile hike with my husband, and everyone's like, really, Kim? That was your choice?
Like into the woods with somebody you never met before was your first date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't my smartest move, but obviously things worked out. We got married. He didn't murder me.
You dodged a bullet there, no pun intended.
And I covered stories like that as a reporter, and I still decided it was a good idea. But anyway, that's beside the point. The White Castle's a hard no. I would go to maybe Cheesecake Factory, but I think a lot of women want to feel like a guy's taking time to pick a nice place, and it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be really expensive, but sometimes women don't like the chain thing. They want to feel like it's some unique spot that the guy, took time to think about.
I mean, I don't think Cheesecake Factory is a bad option. I don't think Starbucks is a bad option.
I don't think Starbucks is a bad option. Coffee's a great date.
Yeah, sometimes you only need the 15 minutes to figure out if it's going to mesh or not.
Well, and the first one is pricey anyway. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would not want to go there. I love that place.
Or like a walk where, not necessarily in the woods like I did, but I'm not advocating for that. But a walk where you're not having, like the dinner thing can be kind of awkward on a first date because you're just staring at each other eating. And depending on what you're eating, that can be weird. So if you're walking or doing an activity, at least you're not having to stare at each other the entire time. And there's things you can talk about while you're doing them.
What I hear is Kim didn't like making eye contact at first.
Well, you don't just sit there and eat. You talk to each other.
No,
I know each other.
But I went on a first date one time with a guy, not my husband, who we ate like, not pad thai. What am I thinking of? The soup, you know, like the...
Oh,
like the
sure.
Chinese egg drop soup or something?
No.
Pho.
Pho, thank you. We had pho. I mean, that is really good. I love pho, but it's so messy. Like, it's just not a cute thing to be eating in
front really
of somebody.
I was really about to ask you to bleep that. I wasn't sure what you were saying there for a minute.
So please tell me, if people pronounce it pho, it looks P-H-O. People always think it's pho, but it's pronounced pho.
Woohoo!
And that's the end of the word, Mark. There's nothing else that follows that.
I didn't know that. When I ask my wife out on a date, we lived in South Carolina, and she lived in sort of a rural, smaller area town. She refused to let me know where she lived. Her dad was a cop, and she was raised right. And she insisted that we meet at a bar called the Lazy Islander there in South Carolina. We met in between. It was over closer to Clemson, and we met and had drinks there. You know, which was smart. You know, she lived alone and didn't want me to know where she lived. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her at all.
She probably still feels that way, but I don't know.
I don't know. Guys pick me up, but I'm in a big apartment complex where when I walk out of the building, they don't know which one I'm coming from.
Oh, nice.
If I don't want the awkwardness.
The
and I could talk to a rock. I could strike up a conversation with a wad of gum if it could talk back to me. I love talking to people, meeting new people. But I did something about the first date thing. Like, I'd rather, if I could, meet you there so that if it's weird, I can just be like, all right, see ya. I don't want to have the awkward drive back.
Yeah, okay, but I like feeling like a pretty princess that doesn't have to drive herself.
You know? There you go. You definitely want to be picked up if you can.
Lisa on Facebook, Mama Kay, says they went four-wheeling on their first date. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool. See, I'd do something like that.
Again, you're going into the woods with somebody you don't know.
No, you can do four-wheeling outside of the woods.
Where? Where do you four-wheel outside of the woods?
Bring like a weapon or something, Nicole, if you do that.
All right.
Don't take dating advice from us.
Maybe
Nicole.
Like a crossbow or something.
In good
cool.
shape.
Yeah, bring a crossbow. That won't freak the guy out. Nothing to see here. Just my crossbow.
Have safe travels this weekend, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday. We appreciate that. Yeah, that you know, I've always told my daughters and taught my son that it's to me, old school, it's a sign of respect. I don't want my daughter having to drive somewhere to meet some, not on the first date maybe, but I don't want my daughter driving somebody to have to meet them somewhere. They should, at least on the first date, they're going to come to our house and they're going to come up to the door mm-hmm. and meet me face to face. And they should be opening the door for her when she gets to the car. And I've always taught my son to do that if he's picking up a young lady. It's just the proper thing to do.
I dated a guy in high school. He like, not all the time, but I think a couple times he'd like honk when he got there. And my parents were like, you've got to
That's a no go.
I did not marry him.
You are not leaving this house till that individual comes to the door. I don't care if it's a second or third date, beeping in the driveway does not get it done.
No. But it's just a safety thing for me, feeling like I have more of the control when I'm not. But I agree. Like there's something about the respect and the just, you know, courting a woman, courting a date to be able to pick her up. And like you said, opening the doors.
Mm-hmm.
But some women nowadays, and I have this irks me. It's like they're all about, and I probably used to be like this, and I'm definitely not anymore. It's like, no, I can open my own door. And it's like they want the men to court them, but they also, it's like this power struggle where they're
right.
They're adamant about showing that they don't need no man to do that for them. So yeah, it's like they don't want the guy to open the door.
It'd be a one-time date.
It's like they do. It's a lose-lose for the guy. It's like they want the guy to try to do it, but they want to prove that they don't need that they can do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that.
How do they feel about making sandwiches?
Yeah, is that what you tell your wife?
I'm just kidding.
Go make me a sandwich.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. It was a joke.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.